Nigeria is the richest country in Africa. Sadly, over 100 million Nigerians live in poverty, surviving on less than $1 a day. Chapter 1. This morning, Papa called me inside the parlor. He was sitting inside the sofa with no cushion and looking me. Papa have this way of looking me one kind, as if he wants to be flogging me for no reason, as if I'm carrying shit inside my cheeks, and when I open mouth to talk, the whole place be smelling of it. "Sir," I say, kneeling down and putting my hand in my back. "You call me?"
"Come close,"
Papa say. I know he want to tell me something bad. I can see it inside his eyes. His eyeballs have the dull of a brown stone that been sitting inside hot sun for too long. He have the same eyes where he was telling me 3 years ago that I must stop my educations. That time, I was the most old of all in my class, and all the children was always calling me auntie. I tell you true, the day I stopped school and the day my mama was dead is the worst day of my life. When Papa asked me to move closer, I am not answering him, because our parlor is the small of a Mazda car. Did he want me to move closer and be kneeling inside his mouth? So I kneel in the same place and wait for him to be talking his mind. Papa make a noise with his throat and lean on the wood back of the sofa with no cushion. The cushion have spoiled because our last born, Chaos, he have done too many piss inside it. Since the boy was a baby, he been pissing as if it is a curse. The piss messed the cushion, so Mama make Chaos to be sleeping on it for pillow. We have a TV in our parlor. It didn't work. Born boy, our firstborn, he find the TV inside dustbin 2 years back when he was working a job as dustbin collector officer in the next village. We are only putting it there for fashion. It is looking good, sitting like a handsome prince inside our parlor in the corner beside the front door. We are even putting small flowers on top it, be like a crown on the prince's head. When we have a visitor, Papa will be doing as if it is working and be saying, "Aduni, come and put evening news for Mr. Bada to watch." And me, I will be responding, "Papa, the remote controlling is missing." Then Papa will shake his head and say to Mr. Bada, "Those useless children, they have lost the remote controlling again. Come, let us sit outside, drink and forget the sorrows of our country, Nigeria." Mr. Bada must be a big fool if he didn't know that it is a lie. We have one standing fan too. Two of the fan blade is missing, so it is always blowing air, which is making the whole parlor too hot. Papa likes to be sitting in front of the fan in the evening, crossing his feet at his ankles and drinking from the bottle that have become his wife since Mama have dead.
"Aduni, your mama have dead,"
Papa say after a moment. I can smell the drink on his body as he is talking. Even when Papa didn't drink, his skin and sweat still smell. "Yes, Papa, I know," I say. "Why is he telling me something I have already known? Something that have caused a hole inside my heart and fill it with block of pain that I am dragging with me to everywhere? How can I ever be forgetting how my mama was coughing blood, red and thick with spit bubbles, inside my hand every day for 3 months? When I am closing my eyes to sleep at night, I still see the blood. Sometimes I taste the salt of it." "I know, Papa," I say again. "Have another something bad happen?"
Papa sigh. "They have told us to be going."
"To be going to where?" Sometimes I have worried for Papa. Since Mama have dead, he keeps saying things that didn't make sense, and sometimes he talk to himself, cry to himself too when he think nobody is hearing. "You want me to fetch water for your morning bath?" I ask. "There's morning food too, fresh bread with sweet groundnut."
"Community rent is 30,000 naira,"
Papa say.
"If we cannot pay the money, we must find another place to live."
30,000 naira is very plenty money. I know Papa cannot find that money, even if he is setting the whole of Nigeria, because even my school fees money of 7,000, Papa didn't have. It was Mama who was paying for school fees and rent money and feeding money and everything money before she was dead.
Where will we find that kind of money?